like the phrase, like, can you imagine? Oh gosh, forgive me if I just sounded, I'm not being harsh. I can't imagine praying for somebody and praying at this place of mind and saying, if it be your will, God. Because what you're confessing is, I don't even know the God I'm praying to. I'm just fingers crossed, hope you hear me. Be a great day if you do something. But it's actually impersonal, no relationship. I don't even know his heart, if it be your will. And I'm actually declaring to the enemy that I don't know the God that I serve. So if I don't know his will, how can I rightly represent him when the just live by faith? If faith is the substance of what you hope for. Faith is the realization of your hope. It's the tangibility of hope. How can I have a tangibility of my hope when I don't even know God's will? Follow me? Man, this stuff is so important. So important. Because I see what we do in a lot of situations. And we get into works and we pray because of need and we pray because of sentiment. And yeah. Come on, I'm telling you, we need a strong identity. We need to know who we are spiritually. You know? If there was a sister sitting way over there in the corner and 10 people in here knew that she was a lady practicing witchcraft, and they'd start whispering, oh my God, that lady, she's here. I wonder what she's doing here. And all the attention would be drawn on her and why she's here and what's she up to. And during worship, most people would have been like this instead of like this. That's how vulnerable we are. A group might have snuck to the back. Some might have snuck out. A group might have snuck to the back, be back there praying in tongues, missing out on the worship of the King because they feel threatened, intimidated, and vulnerable just because somebody walks in with an identity. What are we saying? What we see about her identity surpasses the identity we possess. Because we ought to rejoice in